This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli presents government's annual report to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Agriculture and Livestock Development Ministry directs subordinate bodies to adopt high caution in view of detection of bird flu in India. Nepal Electricity Authority says it has not imposed scheduled or unscheduled load shedding in any parts of the country. And Democrats in the two houses of Congress called Donald Trump to be removed from office after the violent invasion of the Capitol by a mob of his supporters. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has presented the government's annual report for the fiscal year 2019-20 to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. The Prime Minister submitted the report yesterday on the works carried out by the government and the achievements made regarding the directive principles of the state, policies and obligations enshrined in the Constitution. The report has stated that several important works have been done by the government this year towards fulfilling the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali by placing the country's sovereignty, territorial integrity, national unity, national dignity and good governance in supreme priority. The report also states that the fundamental rights of the citizens and the laws enacted for ensuring the social justice to the citizens have been implemented. Nepal Electricity Authority has reiterated that it has not imposed scheduled or unscheduled load shedding in any parts of the country. Nepal Electricity Authority has said the frequent electricity cut or tripping for a few minutes or hours is happening due to some technical problems and urged people not to take it as load shedding. It claimed that the issue would be resolved after capacity enhancement works of transmission line and substations. The authority also said it expected trust and support from the consumers like in the previous. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has directed subordinate bodies to adopt a high caution in view of the detection of bird flu in neighbouring India. The ministry has sent circular to 7 border animal quarantine offices under it along the Nepal-India border in the Tarai. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Sriram Kimire said the ministry also directed a halt to the import of poultry products from India. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 97.4%. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, out of more than 263,600 infected people, more than 256,600 have recovered from the infection. The ministry said 483 people in Nepal recovered from the virus infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, additional 412 people were diagnosed to have coronavirus infection in Nepal yesterday. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 1,903 with the confirmation of 4 additional deaths. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the rest of the updates. Lawmakers in the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday raised the issues of consequences seen after dissolution of the House of Representatives. Lawmaker Bandeep Gautam said the nation was in a critical state after the dissolution of the House, arguing that disputes and illogical opinions were common in the party. He also said that it was not an appropriate time to comment on the House dissolution as it was under sub judice in the Supreme Court. Nepal Communist Party Whip Kimlal Bhattrai clarified that the discussion about the House dissolution and the election was natural in the current political situation. Meanwhile, lawmakers of the opposition party protested the Prime Minister's move, saying the nation was moving to a state of crisis after the dissolution of the House. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Leela Nath Shrestha, on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, presented a report of the Madheshi Commission 2076-77 BS to the meeting. Likewise, the meeting also endorsed the nomination of Bandeep Gautam to the Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee of the National Assembly proposed by National Assembly Chairman Ganesh Prasad Timmalsina. The next meeting of the National Assembly has been called for today at 1 p.m. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump's opponents in the two houses of Congress have called him to be removed from office after the violent invasion of the Capitol by a mob of his supporters. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said Trump should be removed immediately. If he is not, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says he could be impeached. Removal would need Republican support and only a few have so far backed it. In a video speech, Trump said he was committed to an orderly transition. The president said a new administration would be inaugurated on 20 January and called for healing and reconciliation. He also said he was rather outraged by the violence, lawlessness and mayhem on Wednesday and that tempers must be cooled and calm restored. Elon Musk has become the world's richest person as his net worth crossed $185 billion. The Tesla and SpaceX entrepreneur was pushed into the top slot after Tesla's share price increased on Thursday. He takes the top spot from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who had held it since 2017. Musk's electric car company Tesla has surged in value this year and hit a market of $700 billion for the first time on Wednesday. That makes the car company worth more than Toyota, Hyundai, GM and Ford combined. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Province 1 and Far Western Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli presents government's annual report to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Agriculture and Livestock Development Ministry directs subordinate bodies to adopt high caution in view of detection of bird flu in India. Nepal Electricity Authority says it has not imposed scheduled or unscheduled load shedding in any parts of the country. And Democrats in the two houses of Congress called Donald Trump to be removed from office after the violent invasion of the Capitol by a mob of his supporters. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.